Hello and welcome back to Bible Focus. It's Friday, we're nearly at the weekend, guys, and this is the end of our first week series looking at Lament with Tom Hollingsby. And so I'll hand over to Tom to conclude this first week looking at Lament.
Thanks, Eamon. We're on talk number five of a series looking at Lament, talking to God, engaging with God in and through enduring our sorrows and our sadnesses and our suffering, not turning away and talking to just our friends and not engaging with God and allowing our relationship with him to suffer because of the hardship we face, and not just sucking it up and pressing it down, but talking with God honestly about where we are with him in and through our sufferings. Yesterday we started a look at Psalm 13, which is a wonderful kind of model of the stages of lament that we find in the Bible. And those stages are turning to God, that's number one. Then it's complaining to God, crying out to God, saying how you genuinely feel, whatever that might be. And not just saying what you think you should say, saying how you genuinely feel towards God. But the laments don't just stay there, they move over time to requesting, God, I need something for you. And then finally to trusting. We saw David's bold request yesterday after he'd cried out, how long will this go on for? He sends out a request in verse 5, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I need to see you again. Help me to understand. I need that to help me not give up. It's what David effectively says. In scripture, that phrase, light up my eyes, has a particular meaning. To have your eyes enlightened or lightened is to be renewed. It's what God does when he opens blind eyes, both physically and spiritually. It's a metaphor for clarity, for understanding and endurance. You see, because David knows he's close to spiritual collapse, so he says in effect, if you don't renew me, Lord, I'll fall into despair. I need you to give me clarity, understanding, endurance. I have to have it, or I'll sleep the sleep of death. That's surely where many of us find ourselves in hardship, when pain is deep and awaiting is long. Spurgeon wisely once said, you know, a week in hospital or a week in prison is very different to 4 weeks outside. When suffering is going on, it almost stretches time. And when it feels like God has hidden his face, like he's walked away, it's really, really disorientating. That's why David says, look at me, I need you. Light up my eyes. Because David, you see, knows what he needs most. Not a changed situation, but a changed heart. He wants to see God's promises again, to be reminded of God's word, like which is described in Psalm 119 as a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He wants to see God's salvation, even if it hasn't yet fully come. Sometimes that's the miracle we need. We don't normally talk about miracles in this, what seems to be such a simple and mundane way, because it doesn't seem impressive. It's not external, is it? It's not Big Bang miracle sort of stuff. But it is truly a miracle. When we're struggling so hard, the miracle we need is just sight and strength to our eyes to see God and his promises. Not healing, not resolution, but sight to see what God is doing and who he really is and his power that can strengthen us in the moments, that gives us endurance. The miracle of still being able to trust by God's strength when everything around us says not to. The miracle of being able to say, I believe, even with tears in our eyes. And David prays, light up my eyes, give me faith, give me vision, help me to see who you are again, and guess what happens next. And this is why Psalm 13 is so helpful to look at carefully and slowly. God responds to him. David is going through the cycles of lament. He's turned to God. He's cried out to God. He's requested from God light for his eyes so he can keep going. And then what happens? Well, he trusts. But I have trusted, it says, in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Has David's situation changed? No. But here's the thing, David has, and God has changed him. He's moved from despair to trust. That's the power of lament. It doesn't rush. It doesn't skip the sorrow. But it leads us, you see, in engagement with God, slowly, honestly, into hope. David remembers God's love is steadfast. His salvation is real. I will sing again. And I'll sing now because I know it's real, even as I struggle. Maybe you're in the middle of that space between the crying and the requesting and the trust. That's okay. You see, lament isn't a performance. It's a journey we go on that starts with simply turning to him and moves through the stages. I wonder what it would look like for you to pray today. Lord, light up my eyes. Help me to see you again. You might not be able to rejoice in your circumstances, but you can begin to rejoice in God's salvation, especially if you're asking God to help you see him again. And that changes everything. Because when God lightens your eyes, he doesn't just change your sight. He changes your soul. He gives you faith and trust. David finishes Psalm 13, not with a victory, but with faith. And that's the invitation for us, to become, even in sorrow, a walking miracle of grace. Not because the pain has vanished, but because God is sustaining us through it. So can you pray that prayer? Lord, light up my eyes. Help me to see your promises again. Give me strength to trust you, to keep going, to worship even when I don't understand. Help me to see enough. You know, David trusted God's steadfast love. God had revealed enough of himself and enough of his love in the past or in that moment or in his promises that David knew to encourage him to say, I will sing to the Lord again. But you and I, as Christians living this side of Jesus' death and resurrection, have seen something even greater, haven't we? We've seen the greater David, Jesus, who didn't just lament the sorrows of this world, but took them on, who groaned in Gethsemane, who wept, who shouted in agony, who sweat drops of blood, who went to the cross bearing our sin and our sorrow so we could be his. And that's what God has done and what he's still doing by his Spirit, lighting up our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, to help us see Jesus again. So that even now, even in the waiting, even through the tears, we can sing, I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. And I will sing to the Lord. And might it be that when others see that in you, in the midst of your grief, in your pain or your depression, they'll see something miraculous. They'll see God at work, a person sustained by God through lament, a walking miracle, still trusting and deciding to rejoice. And maybe they'll rejoice as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tom. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have today here on Bible Focus. I hope you've been blessed by what you've heard this week as we've been looking at lament. And if you do want to listen to this message again or any messages from this series, you can do so by visiting our website, gnba.net. That's gnba.net. Alternatively, you can just search Bible Focus in on your favorite podcast platform and you should be able to find us. But as well as that, our director Tom Ward has written a devotional titled Christ Central on the book of Colossians. And we've got a bunch of these printed off and we are giving them away absolutely for free. All you have to do is just send us an email with your address and we can get one sent out to you ASAP. So the email address to send that to is info@gnba.net. That's info@gnba.net. Or just go to our website and you find all our contact details there. We will pay for the postage. There is no catch to this. We just know that this resource will help you and bless you in your Bible reading and in your prayer life. And so we want to give those to as many people as possible. But I hope you have a great weekend. It's been great to be together this week. But join myself and Tom at the exact same time on Monday as we continue this series on lament. So have a good weekend and I'll see you next time.